We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career.
I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program on this middle day of the Memorial Day holiday three-day weekend. And a lot of people up here in Las Vegas got here on Friday, is going to stay until Tuesday. They make it a five-day weekend now. But whatever it is, we welcome you to the middle day of the Memorial Day weekend holiday. And we welcome you to the Race Day show, coming to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard, your gaming capital and Memorial Day party capital of the world. And of course, on the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube, we welcome you. And we welcome all of our listeners that happen to be doing it on our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, and Google. Hey, we got you covered too with the apps. Get your KSHP app on your device, and you can hear us through the radio station. Get the YouTube device app on your device, and you can see and hear us. And we welcome all of those who are listening to us here on our local anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM as well. And, of course, anybody out there that gets you through the podcasting, et cetera. We just welcome you no matter how, whatever, wherever, whenever you get us. Welcome to the Race Day Show. It is a beautiful day in our neighborhood. It's 73 degrees right now outside. The sun is shining bright. a few of those nice little white cumulus clouds running around out there. We're going to get up to 96 degrees here in Las Vegas, so it's good poolside weather as well. And, of course, it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the race book. Now, that's here. How about around the country where the actual live racing is going to be presented? Well, we take a look around the country, and you know what? It ain't too shabby. Finally, we're getting a nice, beautiful day in New York. So it'll be great racing conditions out at Belmont at Aqueduct. Florida, same deal, nice and beautiful there. In fact, the entire Gulf of America is beautiful right now. Up and down the West Coast, clear as a bell as well. The only activity we have for any kind of weather is centered over Missouri and Illinois and parts of northern Arkansas, parts of Nebraska and Oklahoma, right in there in the Plain States where we have some weather going on. But that's about it. So it's going to be a great Sunday, a Memorial Day weekend. Now, I got to tell you, let me give you quickly the temperatures around the country to strike that point. Miami, 87. Jacksonville is going to be 90 degrees. You got 71 and beautiful in New York. Chicago is 63 with some of that rain from the Midwest there. Then Los Angeles, out at San Anita, is going to be around 74 degrees, topping off at 74 today. Of course, as I say, here in Las Vegas will be at 96. And Phoenix, Arizona is at 98. Phoenix, Arizona is going to be the hot spot in the nation, again, at 98. Want to remind you that because of Memorial Day and our holiday to memorialize all of those who gave the ultimate, their lives, for our freedom here, Memorial Day Monday, tomorrow, we will have a special Memorial Day Monday Race Day Las Vegas show, because there's a lot of racetracks that are running tomorrow that usually do not, like New York. In New York, it's Santa Anita, in Southern California as well. So we're going to have our usual Monday Memorial Day holiday Race Day Las Vegas show. We'll start the same time we always do at 7 a.m. Pacific time. So remember that. We'll be here tomorrow for you as well. Now, as far as some of the news that's happening, what I could tell you is, as you know, the Belmont Stakes is 2 weeks away yet. 2 weeks, actually 20 days, not 21 days away. And they're getting ready up there at Saratoga for one blockbuster Belmont Saratoga festival up there. We will be talking more about that next week, because as Jonathan Hardoon reminded me and you, that after tomorrow's Memorial Day card at Belmont at Aqueduct, they're going to take a one-week pause in racing in New York. So everybody who's been racing in Aqueduct in the city in New York can get themselves up to upstate New York at Saratoga and get settled in for the big Saratoga Belmont Festival that will happen the week after. But when that returns, there's going to be a blockbuster day of racing. And I'm not only talking about the day of the Belmont, I'm talking about the week up there. It's going to be fantastic. And a lot of horses and a lot of horsemen are getting ready to participate in all those stakes races. For example, I didn't mention this yesterday, Rodriguez went through his final preparations in Southern California for Bob Baffert. He said this horse is ready. He'll be going to Saratoga for the Belmont Stakes. Rodriguez going to the Belmont Stakes. And Sovereignty, the Kentucky Derby winner, who bypassed the Preakness Stakes, had been up at Saratoga training since his win in the Kentucky Derby, ripped off a fantastic workout yesterday with an older horse that won a stakes race that he beat in the workout. Sovereignty at Saratoga went 5 furlongs in company with an older handicap winner and reeled off 5 furlongs in 102.45 on an off track. It was not really a fast track there. It was really labeled good, they say. 102.45, but they said the way he did it, he looks like he's ready to go again in the Belmont. He outworked the older stakes winner. The Peter Pan winner. Remember, we said the Peter Pan is the prep in New York for the Belmont Stakes. So the Peter Pan winner, Hill Road, also worked out yesterday, but he worked out on the Belmont training track. Remember now, Belmont Park, they're redoing the entire grandstand, etc. So you can't use the grandstand, but their training track is open. And so he's there. Hill Road is there. He worked on the Belmont training track 4 furlongs in 48.75 100s. So he's ready to go. And all I can say is all of these horses are prepping, getting ready, and their trainers are tightening the screws for some fantastic high-level competition at Saratoga about less than 2 weeks away now. So let's keep that in mind. As far as today is concerned, we have stakes races at Hawthorne, Monmouth. Santa Anita has the Grade 2 Santa Margarita, and Monmouth Park also has a stakes race there. So I said Hawthorne, Monmouth, Santa Anita, all stakes races today. Aqueduct does not have a stakes race, but here's the deal. Here's a goodie for you. If you are ready for this, we have a carryover in a pick five at Churchill Downs. Okay? They did not hit the early pick five at Churchill Downs yesterday. I'll get to you, get to the results in just a moment. As a result of that, they carried it over to today's late pick five. All right? The early pick five wasn't hit. The late one was yesterday. But they took that early pick five a pot, and that carryover for Churchill Downs in that pot there. Again, if I can get it here real quick for you. Now, let me get that over here. The carryover, well, I'm having some problems with the carryover. Anyhow, it's 290,000. I think it's 290,000 over there. Anyhow, that's going to be the carryover for the late pick five at Churchill today. Not the early one, the late one. Here's what happened yesterday. We'll start off with the results from Churchill Downs. I'll get that in a minute. Here we go. Churchill Downs. Here's the first pick five. $6.04. Then you had a $47.76 winner. $47.76. You know they pay down to the penny. And by the way, the winner of that $46 horse was Mario Gutierrez. Remember in Southern California, he relocated to Kentucky. He rode that winner. Then in the third race, he came back with a $29.30 winner. And then in the fourth race, that winner, ridden by Rafael Bejarano, paid $99.12 to win for a $2 win bet. Okay, have you heard those prices now? And then they capped it off in the fifth race with the favorite at $5.70. Damage was already done. Damage was already done. So there were no fives. They paid four out of five. They paid $576.78, this 50-cent base bet now. Pick five carryover, $290,139 that goes into the late pick five. Not the early one, but the late pick five today. At Churchill Downs, that'll be races 6 through 10 today at Churchill. That was a result there. That's what happened at Churchill yesterday. Crazy. Now, the feature race, by the way, at Churchill, the Kirtana was won by Marksman Queen Frankie Dottori aboard for Graham Motion. Went wire to wire at a mile and a half on the turf. Frankie rationed out the speed of this horse, went wire to wire on the turf, paid $8.40. And in the process, set a new stakes record for the Kirtana at 2:26.74 seconds. Marksman's Queen. Finishing second in the race was Dream of Mo, and Tarnima was third in that race. So that's what happened yesterday at Churchill. Now, we go to Belmont at Aqueduct yesterday. Manny Franco had a couple of winners. He started out in the second race, paying $8.60 for Ike Cantamisi, and then came back in the eighth race on Hillard for Mike Maker that paid $22.60. In that eighth race, Hillard was one of Jerry J's link-ups in the race. His key horse finished second. So as he reminds you to do the reverses, if you did that, you hit the reverse. That exacta, the dollar exacta, paid $23.80. If you extended that reverse to the trifecta, that also hit. For 50 cents, it paid $40.37. And if you took that to the extent of the superfecta, yes, one of his link-ups ran fourth, and that dollar superfecta paid $230. Off of that $22.60 winner in the link-up. His key horse, War Officer, ran second in that race. So Manny Franco's second win was there. Ired Ortiz Jr. came up with a couple of winners yesterday. He won the fourth race For Rudy Rodriguez at 460, came back right in the fifth race for Oscar Barrera III and paid $7.50. Flavian Pratt and Chad Brown got together for a winner, paying $3.80. And Junior Alvarado won the featured Paradise Creek Stakes at 6 furlongs in the outer turf for Wesley Ward on Clock Tower in that race. And finishing second was Flat to Damat, and finishing third was Insubordination. That in the Paradise Creek yesterday. And at Monmouth Park, got to tell you that Paco Lopez, I mean, it's like he owns that track, right? You know he's been winning multiples. Well, Paco Lopez won 4 races out of the 10 races yesterday at Monmouth. He won the first race for Jamie Ness at $4 even, came back in the fourth race for Jose Delgado, paying $4 even, won the fifth race for Tim Hills, paying $6.60, and then wrapped it up in the 10th and final race to give Jamie Ness his second winner of the day, Lopez's fourth winner of the day, paying $2.40. So the folks down there at Monmouth are getting hip to Paco Lopez. He's been odds on a lot of his horses at Monmouth Park recently, and rightfully so. He's been winning them by bunches. In the Cliffhanger Stakes at Monmouth Park yesterday, Adigo was the winner there. Axel Concepcion, the rider. Kelsey Danner, the trainer, $26.60 for the price there, outrunning High Tides Distinction and Forever Super, who finished third. Finally, at Santa Anita yesterday, got to tell you, it got really crazy at Santa Anita yesterday. You had 5 Calbred Stakes races. In the first Calbred Stakes race, the Thor's Echo, well, the winner there was Private Gem, Umberto Rispoli, Mark Glatt, and paid $7 even, outrunning Final Storm and Echo Smart, who finished third. Okay? Then we go to the sixth race, the Franz Valentine. Before we get to the sixth race, though, Kent DeSormo had a rare 2 wins on the card yesterday. He won the fifth race for Bob Hess Jr., paying $3.40, and came back in the Melaire Stakes. Before the Melaire was the Franz Valentine. Franz Valentine sneaker goes wire to wire under Kazuchi Kimura, paying $6.60 for George Papa Padromo. Second in the race was Cornelia Fort, and finishing third was Prancing Through Paris, who finished third. A sneaker went wire to wire there. In the Melaire, Kent DeSormo got his second win of the day with Almond Joy. You got to watch the replay of this race. Almond Joy was leaning back when they opened the starting gate and got left at the gate. Down the backstretch, Almond Joy was behind the next to the last horse in last place by a zip code. Then we turned for home, and you can see him moving up on the inside, and you figure, well, Almond Joy will at least get close to the pack. He did, and he kept on going. Almond Joy, after being left at the start in the mile and 16th, Melaire Stakes, won under Kent DeSormo, rolling up the rail for Aggie Ordonez, paying $6 even in an unbelievable victory in the Melaire. Finishing second was Going Deep. Third in the race was Lady Mendelson. But you got to see the replay. That was really something. The Crystal Water was won by Kings River Knight. Juan Hernandez aboard for John Sadler, paying $2.40. This was the third year in a row that this horse won the Crystal Water. Kings River Knight. 3 Crystal Water Stakes races in a row. He is now a winner of 11 out of 18 starts in his lifetime, and 5 of those that he didn't win ran second. So he's out of the money only 2 times in his career. Kings River Knight wins the Crystal Water. Again, the prohibitive favorite, paying $2.40, outrunning Takes 3 and Kalinga Road. And then in the ninth race, Kazuchi Kimura got his second win of the day with No Cap. No Cap paid $16.40 for Brian Corner. And then in the 10th and final race, the Snow Chief Stakes. The winner there, the longest shot on the board, getting up in the final jumps, was Santa Barbarian, Kazuchi Kimura aboard. Kimura wins 3 races yesterday, 2 stakes races, wins the last with a horse that pays $89.20 for trainer Ryan Hansen. The late pick 5 with prices of 660, 6 even, 240, then 1640 and 8920, paid $7,005.20. And yes, somebody hit the pick six yesterday at Santa Anita. The pick six paid $107,818 on one crazy day at Santa Anita. And so it goes. Now, for today, Sunday, we have some great racing across the country. We're going to get started with your racing menu, followed by our handicappers, Jonathan Hardoon, Rich Eng, John Lendo, and Jerry J. All I can say is our handicappers are at least getting closer. All of our handicappers finished second with their picks yesterday. Second place finishes. Of course, Jerry gets the credit because he always tells you to do a, with his link-ups, does a reverse. But Jonathan and John Lindo and Rich Eng, I believe, John Lindo and Jonathan Hardoon finished second with their horses as well. Not Rich Eng. But yeah, Richie did too. Richie finished second. So they all finished second. All of them finished second with their picks. We're going to get the winners from them today. Hardoon, Eng, Lindo, and Jerry J yet to come. And, of course, your racing menu. So without any further ado, we're going to go right back. We'll be right back after this first break as they continue working out on the racetracks in the mornings across the country. Don't forget to get to YouTube, get on our page, start chatting away on the chat box. All you have to do is subscribe if you haven't already. It's free, and you can start chatting away on this Sunday. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Just to taking a look ahead to tomorrow, when I said that a lot of tracks will be running on the holiday, usually on Mondays we don't have this many tracks, obviously, but here's the lineup for tomorrow. 13 racetracks on our racing menu tomorrow. We'll do it alphabetically. Aqueduct, Canterbury Park, Churchill Downs, Emerald Downs, Finger Lakes, Horseshoe, Indianapolis, Laurel, Louisiana Downs, Monmouth Park, Parks Racing, Prairie Meadows, Presque Isle Downs, and Santa Anita are all on the menu for tomorrow's Memorial Day special holiday racing. Here's what your menu looks like today in the race book. Simulcast centers and racetracks around the country. Reminding you, as we always do, first post times are Pacific. So if you're listening here in Las Vegas, these will be the first post times rolling out in our books. If you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust to whatever time zone you're in from the Pacific time zone so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has 8 races today. And Laurel Park has a first post time today at 9:10 at Laurel. Churchill Downs. Remember that big, huge pick five carryover. It'll start in the sixth race. They have 10 races today. The sixth race that has that carryover in the pick five. And again, the pick five carryover, $290,139. They also have a pick six jackpot carryover of $33,584. 10 races at Churchill, first post time, 9:45. That picks five with the carryover starts in the sixth race of the 10. Gulfstream Park is next. Their Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot carryover is $54,774. First post time for 9 races at Gulfstream, set at 9:50. By the way, they do have a mandatory payoff in their Pick 6 jackpot today at Gulfstream, too. So Gulfstream, pick six carryover, $54,774. Remember, they hit it the other day, but it has built up to $54,000 and change. That's a mandatory today. First post time is at 9:50. All right, Monmouth Park is next. They have 10 races. The Miss Liberty Stakes is their fifth and featured. It's a mile and 16th on the turf for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up. A field of eight before scratches. And the favorite in that race is Spalladay at 5-2. Lukewarm favorite there at Monmouth. And a first post time again at Monmouth Park is set at 9:50 for the 10 races. And their carryover in their pick six jackpot, $12,096. Woodbine is next, north of the border. Woodbine has 10 races today. They've got a pick six jackpot carryover at Woodbine. I'm sorry, that's the super high five jackpot carryover at Woodbine, $15,050. Their pick six jackpot carryover is $17,822. First post time, Woodbine, 10:05 for their 10 races. Then we go to Belmont at Aqueduct, and it's a beautiful day at Belmont at Aqueduct. Fast and firm all over the place at Belmont at Aqueduct. 9 races. Their first post time is at 10:10 at Belmont at Aqueduct on finally a great day of racing out there weather-wise. Canterbury Park opened yesterday. Day 2 at Canterbury Park. They've got 7 races. Their first post time is 11 a.m. at Canterbury Park today. Next comes Hawthorne Racecourse. Hawthorne Racecourse has 8 races. Their first post time at Hawthorne with a regular pick six carryover of $4,012 is set at 1240 at Hawthorne for their 8 race card. We get to Santa Anita. 10 races today at Santa Anita. They've got a super high five carryover left over from last night's last race of $22,186. Nobody had that super high five in the last race with that $89 horse yesterday at Santa Anita. So it carries over today, $22,186. 10 races. The featured Grade 2 Santa Margarita Handicap is early on the card. It's the third race. It starts before the pick six. Third race on the card. 6 go to the post. Big favorite in that race at 8, make it 8-5 favorite. 6-5 favorite there is Splendora. Splendora with Juan Hernandez is your big favorite there in the Santa Margarita. That's the third. 10 races overall. First post time, Santa Anita is at 1 o'clock. Emerald Downs has 9 races. Emerald Downs' first post time is at 1:50. 1:50 at Emerald Downs. And then we go next to Prairie Meadows. Prairie Meadows. By the way, Emerald Downs has a carryover in their pick six jackpot of $1,186. Prairie Meadows is next. They have 7 races. Their first post time is at 2 p.m. 2 p.m. at Prairie Meadows. Louisiana Downs has 7 races. Their first post time is at 2:05. 2:05 at Louisiana Downs. And finally, we go to Los Alamitos. Tonight is trials night at Los Alamitos. There will be 12 350-yard trials for two-year-olds, quarter horses tonight at Los Al. All 12 races are the trials tonight, and their first post time is at 6 p.m. 6 p.m. at Los Alamitos. And as you know, on Sundays, if there's not a carryover in the pick six, which there is not, they'll seed the pick six pot with 10 grand. So there's $10,000 already sitting there in the pick six pot at Los Al. First post time, again, at 6 p.m. for the trials. All right, let's go out to Jonathan Hardoon, standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. It's really a beautiful day out here. You guys are getting closer. We got all second place finishes yesterday. Now we're going to push it through and get all these winners today. Your thought about that late pick five with that big carryover at Churchill Downs, because I know you did a sheet for it. How's it look?
It is very difficult, Ralph. I can tell you one thing. It's not going to be a $300 pick five. If you're fortunate enough to hit it, you're going to get paid. They have 12 horses and more in every race, and they're full fields, and they're really competitive, and it's a very difficult layout.
Okay. Well, you know I'm going to press you for something there in a minute, but in any case, you're right. It is and there are no stakes races today. It's just a good old fashioned full fields and competitive racing for sure. I noticed that on your sheet, and I don't want to give too much away, but on your sheet, you have 3 races usually at each track on your sheet that you have what would be perceived on your sheet like Jerry J's as a feature play. A horse that you really like is a feature play there.
A star play.
A star play. Right. Okay, you call it a star play. Okay. And I got to tell everybody there, you might want to pick up Jonathan's Churchill sheet today because in the sequence of the late pick five, Those three star horses are in three of the last five races at Churchill Downs. And I'm going to try to get him to extract one of those for you before we leave the show. But remember, folks, all three of them come in the late pick five on his sheet. You might want to try that today because, as Jonathan says, it's going to be a difficult pick five. And if you can get some of the best plays out of that, it certainly will help with that carryover. Belmont at Aqueduct and Santa Anita got great racing cards there today as far as the weather is concerned. Finally, we're going to get fast tracks and a good fast and firm turf course and sunshine out at Belmont at Aqueduct.
Yeah, it didn't stop raining for a whole week. And even up in Saratoga, at least the horses that are, came up, they get a break because the track's been off the last couple of days. Not a lot of rain, just consistent. You know, and today it's a little bit overcast, obviously could rain at any time here, but it looks like a nice day. And everybody is talking about Sovereignty's work yesterday. Woo. He worked with a graded stakes winner from Arthur's Ride, who's an older horse and kept his own. And he actually worked better, they said, than Arthur's Ride did. So the connection's obviously very happy. And they were smart to pass the Preakness, I guess. And, you know, point for the Belmont.
Now, that was the, that was a workout that was up at Saratoga, obviously, because that's where they're at.
Right.
Now, the Peter Pan winner has been in the barn area at Belmont Park, even though they're reconstructing the grandstand. The, you know, the track's still open, then the barn area is still open. So Hill Road worked on the training track there at Belmont, right?
Well, that's the only track they have open at this point.
Right.
You can't walk out over the aqueduct track. It's only open for racing.
No, you mean the Belmont. You mean the Belmont track.
Aqueduct.
The main aqueduct.
Right. There's no more horses stable there. You can't work there. You ship in the day you run, and you race there, and that's it. That's why there are a lot of trainers that weren't happy with that.
So the stable area at Aqueduct, Aqueduct is closed, even though it's the Belmont at Aqueduct.
Yes.
So they're doing all. They're doing all the training, and all the horses are stable at Belmont, and they're shipping over to Aqueduct for the day's racing.
Right, and now you have horses that have come up here that want to get a jump, and they're, you know, but nothing like at Belmont. Mm-hmm. Everybody is at Belmont. All the training is at Belmont. Everything goes on at Belmont, and they ship out of Belmont to race at Aqueduct.
For the folks who are not familiar with the New York area, Give them a little idea of how the distance that they have to ship from Belmont to get to Aqueduct.
It's about 6 miles away, but if you get on the Bell Parkway, but the trucks aren't allowed on the Bell Parkway,
right.
You could spend 6 hours there. So they take the side roads, I guess, and the service roads.
To van,
it's not far.
Yeah, I know, but to van that 6 miles across to Aqueduct, which doesn't sound like much, is probably shaving off about 10 minutes from actually getting in the van and going up to Saratoga.
It could be on a lot of days, Ralph.
Yeah.
They've been fixing the Bell Parkway, for anyone familiar, since I was a kid.
Yeah, right.
And that's been a long time, but they continue fixing it and doing work.
Well, those good old New York unions, you know, they the unions that take care of that.
They squeeze the most out of it,
that's right.
Tell you.
Anyhow, back to racing in Belmont at Aqueduct today. It looks like, by the way, let me ask you this. You were talking about it's been raining on and off, and the track's been kind of been off to some degree for at least over a week, we would say, at Aqueduct, correct? When it finally,
at Belmont, right.
When it finally dries out after a long period of time of this, are there any biases from that?
Generally
that
speaking,
tweaked?
It's a speed. Yeah, generally speaking, it plays towards speed. But again, it changes every day. And without horses working over the track, you have no idea until they run a few races. Every day is different. But for the most part, it certainly has been speed favoring.
All right. So we're going to assume that if there's any kind of bias going on right now, and we always hope that we can get tracks that are fair biases. But
right
now, we'd have to lean towards speed at Aqueduct.
Well, that's the way it's been the last week. So, you know, but again, it could change at any time. And remember, tomorrow's closing day for, you know, they come up to Saratoga after tomorrow, 10 days from tomorrow.
Right. And in the meantime, there will be no racing in New York except for Finger Lakes.
Correct.
Which I can see with you nodding your head means no racing in New York.
Exactly. Okay. I mean, they canceled the card last week because they couldn't fill the races. So, unfortunately, field size there is a big problem.
Yeah, that's correct. They did cancel it last week. We made mention of that. And I want to make mention right now that Penn National is going to be closed on Wednesday because of lack of entries. They were scheduled to go Wednesday, but they're going to be lack of entries at Penn National on Wednesday. And Penn National has a big day of racing coming up on Friday, where they have several big stakes races there at Penn National on Friday. They don't have enough horses to run there on Wednesday. So just a note about that. All right, let's get started. Let's get some second place finishers to the winner's circle today.
Okay, let's go to Belmont at Aqueduct. Look at the eighth race today. It's a mile and a 16th on the turf, Ralph. And I love the number four horse in here, Ada Waterbury. This is a four-year-old gelding who comes right back off of a quick turnaround for trainer David Donk. This horse has run well over the Aqueduct turf course in the past. Look at the rider switch. First time Flavian Pratt, full field of 12, 6-1 on the morning line. I like number four, Ada Waterbury, to win today's eighth race out at Belmont at the Big A.
On the turf, on the inner turf at a mile and 16th, eighth race, number four, Ada Waterbury. The four, Flavian Pratt aboard, the four in the eighth. Now we go to San Anita.
Now let's go to Churchill. You squeeze it out of me, Ralph. We're going to get everyone in the eighth race.
That was going to be the cliffhanger. Okay, we'll go to Churchill.
Okay. We go in time order. I think it's probably better.
All right.
Eighth race today at Churchill. Again, a wide open race, but the eighth race today is a good betting race. Number four, Shepherd, a three-year-old colt from the Kenny McPeak barn. Emmanuel Esquivel aboard to ride. He wrote a winner for this barn the other day. They're listed at 8-1 on the morning line. Certainly well worth the play anywhere near that price. And if you're playing pick fives, obviously don't leave out number four, Shepherd, in the eighth race out of Churchill.
All right. You're going to be the good Shepherd here on Sunday in the eighth race, number four, Shepherd, the four Shepherd in the eighth race, one of his three star horses, folks, that encompass the late pick five. Get that sheet. All right. We'll go to San Anita.
Let's go to the ninth race, 6 furlongs on the main track. Number four, Ryan's Girl, three-year-old filly for the George Papadromo barn. Rider switch today to Kazuchi Kimura, 4-1 on the morning line. This is a proving horse, getting better with each start. I like number four, Ryan's Girl, to win today's ninth race out at San Anita.
All right, ninth race at Santa Anita. Number four, Ryan's Girl with the hot riding, Kazuchi Kimura, the four in the ninth race. Jonathan's play at Santa Anita. Get the sheets for Santa Anita, for Belmont at Aqueduct, and for Churchill right now. Right, Jonathan?
JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow. You got it, my man. We're going to a break. We're going to be right back with Rich Eng. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that is going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, and it's time to get on out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, Richie, it was kind of an exciting day around the country yesterday with the races, and you and all the other handicappers. You guys are getting close. I got a lot of seconds from my handicappers yesterday, so if the people are betting win in place, they're doing well, that's for sure. And today we've got an interesting card, I think, today at Santa Anita, and, of course, everybody looking at that late pick five at Churchill Downs with the carryover.
Yeah, I know my horse yesterday at Santa Anita led every step of that grass race under Maldonado, except for the last one. Yeah. Just got caught right on the wire. So
yeah, it was.
But that happens.
That yes.
But yeah, it should be a great weekend horse racing. And I heard you guys talking about Penn National, and I remember last week Finger Lakes had to cancel for lack of entries, and that's going to happen, Ralph, during the summer, as a lot of these summer tracks, especially in the Mid-Atlantic states, are all competing for the same horses at the same time of year. You know, we're talking about Delaware Park, Presque Isle Downs, Penn National Parks, you know, on and on and on. They're all competing for the same class of horse, so this is going to happen more often, unfortunately.
You know, I remember it was about 4 or 5 years ago, they had as far as the breeding was concerned, breeding was really down. And that's starting to feel its effects with the horses now, because we don't have as much of a population now because of that blip in the amount of horses that were bred that year.
Yeah, there's no question horse inventory is down. And, you know, I wrote in my books, Betting on Horse Racing for Dummies 1 and 2, I always thought the problem, Ralph, started with the fact that there's a lack of owners, because if there's owners who want to own racehorses, the breeders will breed them. And, you know, they will sell them, and then they'll go to the trainers who want to train racehorses. But there has to be more owners, and that starts with the equation of how the purses are and also how they get distributed. So you got to start somewhere, whether it's owners or bettors like us that generate the engine, you know.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And, of course, you got your sheet today for Santa Anita, and it's at the racedaylasvegas.com website. Just a quick note before I get your pick for today, Richie. Are you doing anything as you did for the Derby and the Preakness for the Belmont Stakes a week from this coming Saturday? About 2 weeks
ago. Thanks for asking, Ralph. Yes, I'll be doing a BrisNet.com full card report, 6, 7, 8 pages on the Belmont Stakes card. And that card should be unbelievable with all the graded stakes races on Friday and Saturday up at Saratoga. So I can't wait to get into the racing forum for that weekend.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, no doubt about that. Hey, give me a pick for today.
All right, let's see if we can do One Step Better. Race number 4, 6 furlongs on the grass. It's a starter allowance 50. Let's go with the 4, Headed for Home. This horse has been third twice under Juan Hernandez, but had a trouble trip both times. If you watch the replays, this horse got in trouble at key junctures of the race. Clean trip. This horse wins, in my humble opinion. 4, Headed for Home in the 4th.
Well, those Ohm offsprings seem to be horses that look get into trouble. We saw what happened with that filly in the stakes race yesterday, but she overcame it. Let's hope this one doesn't have to overcome anything but a flash bulb in the winner's circle in the 9th race. I make that the 4th race. In the 4th race, you like number 4, Headed for Ohm. The 4 in the 4th, easy to remember. Richie's got a full sheet of handicapping today at the racedaylasvegas.com websites. Thanks a lot, Rich, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Yep, I'll be back tomorrow with all the handicappers. Thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
You got it, my man. All right, we're going to take our final break as they wrap up training in the morning at the racetracks around the country, and we'll be back with John Lindo and Jerry J. Don't go away.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Sports by the book.
Sports by the book.
Sports by the book.
Sports by the book, South Point Studio.
This is the best sports betting network.
I would argue it is a total mismatch.
There's value with underdog prices in series.
I would lean to the under here.
My numbers are saying I got to bet the Tigers.
Two-way action.
When in doubt, we juice that favorite, that extra nickel.
Sports by the book, South Point Studio.
Forget about it. The best.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas, and time to go out to Southern California, where John Lendo's standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Interesting day of racing yesterday, would you say?
Always interesting on a Saturday, yeah. Great to see the cowbreds at Santa Anita.
Yeah, that was Kazuchi Kimura had one hell of a day yesterday, that's for sure. And it certainly bumped up the pick five and the pick six payoffs, because before that, there were a lot of favorites that got there.
Yeah, it was chalky through most of the card, and that bombshell in the last race, and one winning ticket in the pick six yesterday. I think the ticket cost $960, was purchased through the Express Bet Advanced Deposit Wagering Company.
What about your guest yesterday? Any news on journalism's thoughts about going to the Belmont?
Michael McCarthy said that obviously things are going well right now. If everything goes right, he will breeze once before the Belmont Stakes. Obviously too early to make a decision, but as it stands right now, everything looking good, and no blips are on the screen coming out of the Preakness.
Well, John, I know that you have a sheet today for Santa Anita. It's available here, the Linda Report, covering all the races, a suggested late pick four, and of all the goody information at the bottom. One comprehensive sheet, that's here at the South Point, only at the South Point in Las Vegas, and it's here free of charge for the race players because they love race players here. And the Linda Report is here for today at Santa Anita. But we know that you do handicapping on occasions for at other racetracks, and one of those other racetracks include Churchill. Did you take a gander at that late pick five at Churchill today?
I did. I didn't produce a sheet on it, but I'm going to get involved, I think, later today. I'll give you a horse, just an unofficial pick that I like in the sequence.
Sure.
At Churchill. Race number six. Number nine, Good Game, was against the race shape last time. Pressed a really fast pace while wide. Really fought back in the lane before he got run down late. I think a lot softer pace scenario here. 4-1 on the program. A lot better trip in store for number nine, Good Game, in the sixth race today at Churchill.
All right, we'll take that. In the sixth race, that is the start of the late pick five with the carryover. You like the nine, Good Game, and right now he's still in. I just got the late scratches, and that is not one of them. They do scratch the also eligibles 13 through 16 in that race. But number nine still goes, and you like the nine, Good Game, in the sixth race today at Churchill Downs, as kind of an unofficial take a look at play, because although you didn't produce a sheet, I know you'll be in action in that pick five.
Chances are, Ralph, yes.
Yes. It's like a mountain. If it's there, you climb it. What about Santa Anita today, John?
Let's go to race number two at Santa Anita. In the second race today, number five, Verrat, comes off a layoff. He's come off a layoff three times in his career. He's won all three starts, working well for the return. Hector Barrios gets the call. A very kind of a subtle jockey-trainer combination, but these guys with Dan Blacker, they're almost at 50%. So
wow.
I think a very live horse here off the layoff, 4-1 on the program. Number five, Verrat, race number two, Santa Anita.
And that, of course, has Mr. Barrios aboard, and that, of course, is on the turf. So we know how Barrios is so productive on the turf, too, as well. So in the second race, you like the five, Verrat, the five in the second. A quick thought about the Santa Margarita today.
You know, it's kind of a mixed bag. It's interesting, the two Bob Baffert fillies, Splendora and Seismic Beauty. They're very similar. You know, Juan Hernandez had his choice. He ended up sticking with Splendora. It's a difficult race because I don't know who's going to make the lead in there. You know, if I could ask Bob Baffert before the race, I'd have an opinion. But I think one of those two will make the lead. And if they control the race, I don't see each of them going head and head. I think whoever makes the first turn first is going to be tough.
Well, all I can say is that if they wind up going head-to-head and drilling each other into the ground, I do not want to be near that when the jockeys dismount after the race.
That's for sure.
Yeah, there will be some changes otherwise.
Yes, there will be. In any case, a full Lindell report today for this Sunday at right here at the South Point, free of charge, because they love horse players here. And, of course, we will talk to John tomorrow on Memorial Day. In the meantime, John, have a great day of racing out there.
All right, enjoy the day, Ralph. Good luck today.
Thank you, my man. And we now go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
When I heard John give the five-horse Verratt in the second race, I detected a smile on your face.
Sure. I always like when I do and I don't. I when I start hearing other people like my horse, I get a little nervous. But John is an exception. When John and I are on the same horse, that makes me feel pretty good.
And I'm not giving anything away because that's one of your feature plays. However, there's more than one feature play on the card today at Santa Anita, so I'll leave it at that until we get to the picks. We're going to get a fast track at Belmont at Aqueduct and some firm turf going for a change.
Yeah, no, I think so. And should be a nice day of racing. It's a really full card, 9 really full races. So Aqueduct looks really good to me.
Yeah, it looks good. Very good and competitive. And Jerry, we have always professed, and we did that yesterday as well, that your key horse, you always say, you got link-ups that go with the key horse, and then you always say, reverse the play just in case you're a little bit wrong, you can still cash. And that was exactly what happened yesterday. Your key horse ran second, but one of your link-ups at a good price won it, and then the other link-ups ran third and fourth, so if they did the reverse, extending it to not only exacta, trifecta, and superfecta, they ran the rack.
Yeah, no, it worked out really quite well, and the exacta came back what almost 24-1. So
yeah, it was a good exacta.
That was a really great payoff. That worked out really well. Yeah. Actually, in that case, the reverse was better than the win.
Yes, it was. The exacta paid
for me anyway.
Exacta paid $23.80 for a dollar.
Right.
Okay, so, let's take some of that money and keep parlaying it so we can turn our barbecue hot dogs into barbecue steaks.
Well, let's see if we can. Now, we'll go to the fifth race. Number two, Make Your Moment for Ray Handel, terrific trainer. Flavian Pratt takes the reins for the first time. I think this horse is a little bit better than these. The price, I doubt we'll get better than 2-1, but if you're over 2-1, I think it's worth it. I'll take the 2 over the 1, 4, 10, and 11. Then, of course, do my reverses, 1, 4, 10, and 11 back over the 2. But the 2 we'll use in race number 5 is our key horse.
All right, that's the anchor in the early pick 5 and early pick 4 playing at Belmont at Aqueduct. You like the 2. Make your moment, and we hope he does. In the fifth race, the 2 horse, the key, the link-ups are 1, 4, 10, and 11, and, of course, reverse. All right, we go to Santa Anita now.
Okay, so, you know, I decided to use Verratt in the second as my play. I'm using the 5 horse for Rod from Dan Blacker. I mean, he's just been an amazing trainer this year. And as you said, Berrios is up on him. And I think the gelding is a little faster than the competition. That's so when the best trainer has the best horse and the best jockey, it's kind of hard not to go to him. 4-1 makes the horse really playable. I'll play the 5 over the 3-4-6, reverse 3-4-6 back over the 5. But if it gets bet down, I may use my long shot in the third race and do some sort of rolling daily double or something, or pick 3 or with the those 2 horses to alls. So something like that.
All right. If you pick up Jerry's seat, you know what he's talking about. In the second race, his horse, as well as John Lindo, so we got the good housekeeping seal of approval of handicappers in the second race on number 5 for Rat. Your link-ups are 3, 4, and 6 and reverse. In the third race, the Santa Margarita Stakes, you have a pop-out key and a star and a top-rated horse on a horse that is nowhere near the favorite. And that's what you're talking about, the double, right?
Right.
Okay.
I like those.
Yeah, good enough. Jerry J's Power Pages, and get it for Santa Anita and Belmont at Aqueduct right now, jerryjspowerpage.com. Don't forget, we'll be here tomorrow, Memorial Day, for a special Memorial Day holiday race day Las Vegas show with all of our handicappers. In the meantime, enjoy your Sunday, and until we come back tomorrow on the holiday, Jerry's got one more thing to say.
Hail have a great race day, everybody.